Recovery 101. Take another day, take another prayer and say Recovery 101. And say Recovery 101. Take another prayer today, take another seat at the meeting, Recovery 101. In a meeting, Recovery 101, sober living with Recovery 101. Sober time here at the Recovery 101 podcast. As always with Bruce and Shelley and Mark, the solution, yeah, Recovery 101, yeah.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Phil for our Recovery 101 jingle. It's part of Recovery Idol. You'd like to get involved in that, send us a recording. We'll give you the email addresses at the end of the show where you can send it. 30 to 60 seconds, it has to mention Recovery 101. By the way, Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACA, GAPA, SLA, SLAA, CRRRMM, DRA, HA, PA, FBA,
MOUSE,
or any of them there, guys. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with
Shelley
and Mark.
Yeah, I got me a little bit of sun drawl going on here. Sweet.
Gotta get that saddle horn out of your...
Yeah, well, you know, it was a rodeo thing. You ever been to a rodeo?
I have.
I have, too. I went to a couple in Oregon. They are, like, rodeo cowboys. Those are, like, the real deal guys. They get the crap beat out of them.
Oh, yeah.
And yep. The clown guys that go in, like, dissuade the bull from destroying the guy. I saw a guy get hurt pretty bad by a bull. And then the other clown guys went out to save the clown guy. It was kind of like the circus for a minute there. Yeah.
I saw a guy gun get throwed as he's running off the arena floor. The announcer's going, "Ah, there's Toby there. He just got thrown. Oh, look at Toby. Look at Toby's hand. Toby looks like he's ordering three beers."
Yeah.
Guy dislocated like half his...
Well, you know why? That thing they grab, you like weasel your hand underneath.
Yeah, and then wrap it around it.
Yeah. And so when you get thrown, your hand doesn't want to let go.
Yeah. You tie yourself to the animal.
And if it does, parts of it want to stay behind.
Sometimes.
That's it. You look and you go, I didn't know a wrist could bend that way.
Doesn't.
It can't.
Yeah.
You ever been to one, Shelley? Apparently not.
Not that part of the rodeo, but I've seen my sister do some stuff.
Oh, yeah. She did did she ever do barrel racing or anything like that?
Yeah.
Sometimes
barrel racing.
I think life is just a
rodeo. I think
rodeo.
Where I used to be, it could have been keg racing. Actually, you know what? When I lived in Oregon, when I went to that thing, I'm all dressed. This is 80s. I've got long, long hair. And I'm, of course, in the 80s gear. I think I've got leather pants with handcuffs on them. And from the back, I'm pretty sure I look like a chick. Because I got quite a number of catcalls until I turned around and looked at them with my mustache and everything and went, "Oh, my God."
Yeah.
I think
not a lot of people dress like you with that there.
No, actually, because you know what? In Oregon, you know, me and my buddies were from L.A., and everyone was all rock and rolled out down here, and not so much in Salem, Oregon. It was exciting.
Let's do something else.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay, you've disappeared my boozy news.
It's down at the bottom. Down at the bottom.
To the right. To the left. To the right. To the left.
Here?
Yeah, pick the thing you want.
Yikes.
There you go.
There we are.
Okay, here we are.
It's back.
It's a computer thing.
Shout-outs to everybody I shouted out on the last show.
The Rat Pack.
And friends.
And
Maggie. Let's see.
It'd be great if the Rat Pack sent us some
West Covina.
In West Covina.
West Covina.
That's really close.
Wen Chu and Fu Quan have been arrested on...
Really? Really?
Really. Wen Chu and Fu Quan.
Let me check this. How is Fu spelt?
P-H-U.
Oh, okay.
were booked on suspicion of cultivation of marijuana. I don't really think... I love how they say it's suspicion.
Suspicion.
When the cops walk into... It was a vacant house and one of the neighbors complained. They walk into the vacant house...
Full of weed.
And it's got 600 marijuana plants growing in it. And these two guys. That's the suspicion.
Yeah. If they said it was for sure them, they'd have a case for getting out of it.
Yes.
Okay. In Covina, we had West Covina, and now we've got Covina.
Wow, what's happening in the Covina?
Which is north of West Covina.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that weird?
Strange. Well, it's north, but there's a little bit of it that's sort of west, like a little tiny little finger.
That's true.
A finger?
A finger. Police are investigating the death of a man who is... found he was shot to death, and then they found him in the trunk of a car that was parked on a street for 4 days.
Ooh, I'll bet that smelled. That
was aromatic.
Bad.
It was.
How'd they find him?
One of the neighbors said this car's been parked here for 4 days, and then when the police got close to the car, they recognized an odor coming from the vehicle.
That's an odor you never forget.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they jimmied open the trunk, and there he was. He has not been identified. However,
a little bit gamey.
However, he does match the description of a man who was reported missing in Ontario.
Wow.
Yes, but there's no other information.
Drug deal gone wrong?
He sounds like it to me, if you want my opinion. And the owner of the car has not been located, but the owner of the car is from Pomona.
Uh-oh.
Wow. There's a multi-jurisdictional thing going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the guy from Pomona. I think he did it. No, he stole the car. Oh, no, the other car wasn't, it wasn't reported stolen, right?
Nope.
Nope. Something's up. It's a drug thing.
We'll find out. In Washington.
Yeah, tip off to killers.
What?
Report the car stolen before you commit the crime.
Oh, that's a good idea. But
then you have to take the guy somewhere, the body in it.
Yeah.
Then you get pulled over because it's stolen car.
I stole the car. I didn't know what was in it. Okay, I'll plead to the stolen car.
There you go.
There's a body in the back. Oh, my God.
Wow, you better check with the owner.
In Washington.
Yes. State or D.C.?
State. Well, actually, it could be D.C. because they're talking about the Federal Trade Commission, so it just doesn't say whether. I assumed it was
probably
Washington
D.C.
State. At any rate, our old friend, the Four Loko drink, is back in the news. College students, of course, call this the blackout in a can. It has the same.
I would have been all over it.
It has the same amount of alcohol as 4 to 5 beers, but the packaging says that it's one serving, and compares it to only 2 beers.
I thought they took the booze out of that.
No, they took the caffeine out of it.
Oh.
It used to be caffeine and booze.
Oh.
And they took
okay.
the caffeine out.
It doesn't keep you awake as long, though.
Right. Yeah. So the FTC had something to say about that. They said it was deceptive advertising, and they complained and demanded that Fusion Products
that they
projects
the caffeine
that's,
back in.
What?
Demanded they put the caffeine back in.
No, they demanded that they correctly label the can.
Now, just out of wonderment, how big are these cans? Are these like monster drink type cans?
Yeah.
So if it's like a 20-ounce can, it's equal to 5 beers?
Yes.
Wow. So it's beer with a high alcohol content.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Night Train, the wine where they like mix it with, what is it they mix it with? The bum wines. They're all mixed with some liqueur, and I can't remember what it is.
Sherry?
No. It's, as a matter of fact, it's seemingly would be an expensive one. Ah. Someone will write in and tell us. I can't remember what it is.
Brandy.
Huh? Brandy. That's what it is. It's brandy. Look, Mark knows the bum wines.
Okay.
No. He has a wine cellar full of bum wines.
Actually, I just know what the high-end drinks would be.
Yeah.
Because
it's really a fairly high-end drink that they mix it, and it makes these bum wines like 20%.
Yeah.
So it wipes people out.
In Los Angeles, two firefighters who two fire engines to be used in two porn films.
Oh.
Those firefighters will not face discipline because there's a loophole in the city charter.
24 months.
Yes, there's a time limit on how long something, once it's reported, they can only act if the actual thing that's being reported happened within the last 24 months.
Wow.
So
lucky!
Lucky. They will
the
not get in trouble.
The lucky dudes of the week. Now, what do you suppose will get written up on in some other way that they wouldn't normally have got wrote up on that they will get wrote up on?
I don't know. But the funny part of the story, it's not really the story itself, is the fact that the LA Times headline for the story, this was in the LA Times, says, LA firefighters won't face discipline in porn film probe.
Ooh, probe.
Ow.
What I really want to know is what the name of the porn movies were. One's got the title Hose in it somewhere.
There's an article that not only gives the name of the movie, it gives the name of the actresses that performed.
Oh, really? I missed that article.
Yeah, you have to go dig a little. Dig a little deeper.
Do you remember what it was?
No.
That's too bad.
No, yes, he does. He probably downloaded them on DVD.
I could find it.
You'll find it.
Right
after the show.
Right after the show.
Leonard Nimoy is in the news. He is officially retiring from the Starship Enterprise. He will no longer be going to any Star Trek conventions.
Spock.
Or appearing in any films
or
anything.
Well, isn't he getting pretty old for that?
He's 80.
Yeah, but how much is that in Vulcan years?
Like 220?
No, it's the other way around. Vulcan years, it's only like 18.
Oh.
Yeah.
In Ocala,
Florida!
This one kind of grossed me out because I kind of identified with it a little bit.
France stories have showed up now.
Not what the guy's doing, but the other end of it.
Yes.
Ocala cops are asking for the public's help in identifying what they're calling the perpetual pooper. He keeps leaving his dumps outside of a middle school classroom. Classroom number 469.
That's a guy that has a resentment for a long, long, long,
long
time.
He has, on three separate occasions, left his fresh bowel movements outside of classroom 469 at this middle school, at Fort King Middle School. Now, the thing is, they've got him on surveillance video.
I was going to say, I think a webcam strategically placed would catch him.
Yeah, after the second time, they put up a webcam and caught him on this tape having his bowel movement in front of the door of this classroom.
That's disgusting.
But
are they in the class when it happens?
No, it always happens late at night. But they don't know who he is because it's a middle-aged white male, and they have a picture of him, but nobody's come forward they have no idea who this guy is.
Guy shows up in the morning and goes, looks like crap.
Yeah.
Smells like crap.
Tastes like crap.
Glad I didn't step in it.
In the story, it actually says the actual reporter wrote, apparently the cops are getting tired of this shit. So they
wow. A one-liner from the reporter.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't use shit in the paper.
I was just going to ask that.
Well, it was online, so maybe they
couldn't.
Oh, yeah,
you can use shit online.
It was their online
edition. I mean, it's not like you can say shit online.
Yeah.
I mean, whoops.
In Buffalo, New York, city leaders and anti-drug activists are up in arms.
Oh.
Because candy shaped like marijuana leaves is showing up on store shelves.
Oh.
Now, the candy does not have any THC in it. It has names like Pothead.
Can you chop it up?
No, it has names like Pothead Ring Pots and Pothead Lollipops. And they were bagged to distribute by a novelty supply company, Kalen LP of Philadelphia.
Folks, lighten up.
Yes, well, the company president said that the candy was put on the market to promote the legalization of marijuana. And he says it's done pretty well.
Do they taste good?
I guess it doesn't say what flavor it is.
You know what I think? What? I think if you've smoked a lot of weed, they probably taste fine.
Tastes really good.
Yeah.
It doesn't say what flavor it actually is, so I don't know.
Speaking of weird things like this, on the Food Network, which of course Shelley always has on, they had...
This is a classic Food Network.
Chocolate. Junkie. Bacon dipped in chocolate. And I'm like... Why? And they're like, oh, it's really good. And I'm like, I can't imagine two flavors not going together more than bacon and chocolate.
Yeah, but who figured out certain things like wrapping bacon around a banana?
Ew, who would do that?
Yeah. That's try disgusting. It.
Never
and
had
fry
that
it.
Either.
Pretty good.
Yeah, well, it's like different.
Dipping a pretzel in applesauce.
Who was the first guy that ever thought that not only you could eat, what's the thing, Shelley, where you have to scrape it off?
Artichoke.
Artichokes.
Yeah. You know, here's this thing with kind of these spiny leaves, and yeah. You don't really eat the leaves. You just scrape the stuff off with your teeth.
Yeah.
Whoever thought of that?
The guy whose wife made it for him the first time and he ate the whole leaf.
Yeah.
Yes, let's see how we
actually
can...
the guy out and about, he was run out of food. I don't know. There's weird junk like that.
In Texas, a 36-year-old man has pleaded not guilty to battery charges after he attacked his wife for failing to like his Facebook status update.
Wow, there we go. Facebook again.
Social networking has gotten a little out of control.
Benito Apolinar posted an update to his Facebook page about the anniversary of his mother's death.
And she didn't like it?
She didn't like his she didn't like click on it or she may not even seen it, who knows. But he got home because and he was all mad because here's a quote from him. It's amazing that everyone likes my status, but you're my wife. You should be the first one to like my status. And then he punched her in the cheek and pulled her hair.
Here's something I find strange because I have noticed this when I'm looking at posts on Facebook. Someone does a thing about a terrible event that happened to someone or my father just died or something. It's like, why would I like that post? I might comment on that post and say, hey, I'm really sorry your father died, but why would I like it? It doesn't make any sense to me. It's like if I'm the woman and my husband's posting about the anniversary of his mom's death and how it was horrible she died, I should like that it's horrible that she died? I don't know. It just seems weird to me.
I usually, if I see one that is that you know, it moves me enough to actually want to do something, I will just type in pushing the dislike button with a little sad face. Because there is no dislike button.
Yeah, but you know what? You don't like the fact that I posted about my mother dying? Now I'm going to come and seek you out and beat you up like the guy in Texas.
And then I'll post how horrible it was that you died last year.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah.
Exactly. He was reportedly under the influence of alcohol at the time.
You think?
Shocker.
Yes. And our last story.
You forgot it.
In Huntington Beach, California.
Right up the road.
Three senior citizens were hospitalized after unknowingly eating pot brownies during a memorial service for a friend.
Why were they hospitalized?
Well, apparently they ate a lot of the brownies. They got nauseated, dizzy, and were unable to stand unassisted.
You're supposed to eat pieces of the brownies that they make today.
And here's the thing, though.
And they were senior citizens, so, you know, they can't have a whole lot.
What is the number one medicinal value besides reducing blood pressure in your eyes? The number one medicinal value, the reason why they use it for cancer patients, is it fights nausea. And every time I ever hear a story about somebody who accidentally ate cookies or brownies, they're always nauseated.
I get nauseated just from the fact
you ate a crap load of brownies nauseating.
I get nauseated just from the smell.
Yeah, that's true. You could be allergic or something.
I don't know.
Apparently
the pot brownie, no one told anybody they were taking pot brownies to this funeral. That apparently they did it as a tribute to the deceased who used medical marijuana on a regular basis. It doesn't say why.
Is the Seal Beach story too fresh for you to do tonight?
Oh, we prayed about that in church tonight.
Yeah. Okay.
That was really sad.
Okay.
Well, just because now you've opened that can of worms. Eight people died?
Eight people died, one still in critical condition.
From what?
Guy walked into a beauty salon because his ex-wife, who they went through a very bitter divorce, worked there with multiple weapons and unloaded in the middle
of the day.
Just
on whoever was in there?
In the middle of the day today.
Was his wife there?
They didn't say whether she was there or not. But he walked in, every station was full.
You know what I say?
Oh,
put him in jail with that dude.
Random task?
Random task. Put him in jail with that guy.
Boy, can you imagine for the rest of days, if you like go to jail for some reason and that's your jail mate? Are you just like...
You're screwed.
Can I get out?
Back to the brownie thing real quick.
Mm-hmm.
We thought it would be a bitchin' idea one time to put a bunch of Liberty Cap mushrooms in the spaghetti sauce for the alumni dinner.
Ooh.
And afterwards, we were thinking to ourselves, I don't know what it would be like to be coming on to mushrooms but not knowing I was coming on to mushrooms. That's really bad. Because if you didn't know, you would probably think you were dying. Because
I didn't know the sauce was loaded.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it would be something.
Wow, that'd be a strange feeling.
Cool. Yes.
That'd be an ER haven.
Oh, yeah. You see all these people sitting around the online dinner, like, putting their hands out in front of their head, getting trails, going, yeah. Whoa, what's that?
Yeah.
Hey.
Entrails, yeah. Whoa, hey, whoa.
Yeah, I had my go-around with mushrooms.
And that's the end of the boozy news. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
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 I love the jingle.
No yeah from Shelley?
No.
No, that's a good jingle. It's not a jingle for the beginning of the show, but it's an excellent jingle.
Our friends at Sober College.
Sober College. We have a topic. Sent in again by our good friend Marty.
Marty, the one-man party.
Marty's active.
Marty, the one-man party. Not so much anymore. Well, he's a... You know what?
What?
Let me say a word about Marty here.
What?
Marty pisses me off.
Why?
Why?
Because Marty, like, goes everywhere. Oh, my God. This guy is, like, traveling. It doesn't piss me off that it's Marty, because I'm happy for Marty that he gets to go. It's pissing me off that someone's going to all these bitchin' places, and I'm not one of the ones going. You know, a few weeks ago or a couple months ago, he's in Tahiti. He's here. He's there. He's going to Canada. It's like, really? You'd think one time Marty, you could leave the wife behind and take, like, Mark or I.
Marty is not a member of the glum bunch.
No, he's not. He's not a glum lot.
No.
Well, Marty's topic is saving people. And I suppose there's a couple of different ways we could look at it.
Let them die.
Well, certainly newcomers should not be trying to save people, because that's real common in the program. Ooh, now I'm sober. I'm going to go save all my friends. Doesn't work so well. So there's kind of that aspect. There's also the aspect of people you know in the program that may be having issues and you're not sure, but you kind of want to intervene. And I mean, there's several ways to look at it. Mark says, let them die.
Save yourself.
I'm not so sure he's tongue-in-cheek about that either. step over the bodies on your way to a meeting.
I've done it.
What do you think, Shelley?
I think I'm exhausted. That's what I think. I think that I'm always willing to leave the door open with the possibility that I can help somebody. But at the same time, if someone really isn't in a position where they want to be helped at that moment, I'm not chasing them down. And I don't have any illusions that I'm the one doing the saving. It's not my job. My job is to present the information and to be of assistance and to let God work through me.
Ooh. See, again, there'll be people going, that's Shelley. She absolutely
rocks. Voice of reason.
They're like, Mark just says, kill him. Shelley's like all spiritual.
Well, I did just go to choir rehearsal.
Well, here we go. Mark,
kill them all, let God sort out the bodies.
Yeah. Mark, rebuttal.
Point and counterpoint.
Yeah. Let them let God sort them out. Jeez.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mark?
I think that I think you need to save yourself first. You know, it's like being on an airplane, and those masks fall out of the overhead compartment.
Put your mask on first.
That's right. Get your oxygen first before you help others.
Yes.
So yeah. So I agree that newcomers don't need to be saving anybody.
No.
Also,
that never really works out well.
Also, there's an interesting way of saving people that don't necessarily want to be saved. You know,
intervention?
Yeah, you know, maybe. But I'll tell you, I was at the GSO meeting the other day. It was time again for board nominations. Nobody new was there again. There was one new person there. So they decided that they wanted to nominate her for a position.
Okay.
She had 6 months of sobriety.
Ooh.
The board position criteria called for at least 1 year of sobriety.
Isn't that interesting? Because isn't the thing to be a GSR
6 months.
2 years?
6 months.
Oh, I thought it was 2 years.
6 months.
It used to be 2 years.
Different fellowship.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Sorry.
So, the first conversation everybody had, people in the room with some time, was, we'll just waive the time commitment. And I'm like, don't people with 6 months have enough to do just being clean and sober? They have enough to do taking care of themselves. They don't need to be taking care of us yet.
Yeah, and they're already a GSR.
Yeah.
Which is a tough enough commitment as it is. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, clearly the I'm going to save my friends thing, I can tell you from experience and seeing it from myself and from lots of other people, that just doesn't work because, A, most of the people you want to save are currently getting loaded, so when you show up, there's a good chance they're going to be getting loaded, and B, if they wanted to be saved, they would let you know they wanted to be saved. You know, it's sort of like the whole, I've been called by sponsees, wives or girlfriends in the past. I think blah, 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 blah. We need to do something. Does he want help? Or you know what? You get a call on the helpline.
Mm-hmm.
Mark and I both do a helpline. I had a woman call. She's like, my husband's this, my husband's that, blah, 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 blah. You guys need to save him. I said, we don't really do that.
Yeah.
You know, if he calls us, we'll do everything in our power to help him. But what you need to do is go to a Al-Anon, Co-Anon, Narcanon, whatever. You need to go to a meeting that's for family of people that have problems.
You called. Let's save you.
Yeah. Yeah. I can.
Because he doesn't have the problem you do.
Yeah. You think he's. Yeah. Well, and he probably has a problem. But you know what? The bottom line is we can't. Matter of fact, I was involved in one time where a girl's husband actually called and said, I got to get her out of this motel and blah, blah, blah. And I called all the girls I could find at the time and no one was up for going. So I called another guy because I ain't going no motels by myself. And I knew the girl real well from a meeting we went to. We went in there, doesn't answer the door. Finally answers the door wrapped in a towel. Oh, I was just in the shower. Clearly, it's sweat.
Yeah.
There's 12 burnt-out lighters on the table. I said, hey, honey, we're just coming to see how you're doing. She's like, I'm fine. Okay, you need any help or anything?
Nope.
All right. See you later. You know, eventually she went back to meetings, but you know what?
What?
It wasn't because we took her. You know, the thing is, I made myself available, so if she said, you know what?
What?
She was obviously out of stuff. I'm all done. It's everything's bad. Shelly's giving me weird looks.
It's okay.
Everything's bad.
That works better with your microphone up to your mouth, Shelly.
Everything's bad?
Well, if everything's bad and that person is like coming down and they say everything sucks, yeah, we could take them to a meeting or something.
Yeah,
but
or something.
They didn't have that opinion. And the husband wanted us to go back and exert that. And she went, I think it was the next day, went back to a meeting. And the husband was, like, appreciative of the fact that we knew where she was and he knew she wasn't dead and all that. But it's not, I don't think it's that great an idea. And I don't think I even had that much time then. I mean, I had time, but I didn't have time.
The life you saved may be your own.
Well, you know what? And see, this was the thing, the way you can look at things like that. If you're trying to help someone else...
Mm-hmm.
It's probably better for you than it is for them. And if they don't want the help, F them.
It's a selfish program.
Shelly?
What?
You have an opinion?
Yes, I am of the opinion that from now on, every time you say, you know what, Mark and I are going to say, what?
I already do.
I know
what?
I noticed that. But now I'm making an official.
See, I just did it. No one said it.
What?
Yeah, see, you were too late on that. because every time you say what, I'm going to say, do you have a question?
This show will get really annoying.
Wow. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
What?
You have a question, Shelly?
Yes. You know what?
What? No, I think that, well, you know, Mark said something a few minutes ago, actually, that I kind of had a little, you know, when somebody says something and you have this little brain reaction.
It's called a thought, Shelly. Go
with it. Yeah, exactly. One of those things, a thought.
I was just thinking.
Great.
Welcome to that show.
You said that you got to save yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
My little brain idea was I couldn't even do that. I couldn't save myself.
Yep.
Because
then,
you're saying
when you were new.
Yes, my higher power is in the saving business, not me.
That's right.
I am merely the information service for him.
I can lead a horse to water, but I can't drown it.
Right. And?
And?
Well, we stop talking.
Yeah.
Would you like me to throw something in?
Yeah,
yes.
Usually when we pause, it's time for you
to
interject.
Okay, here's a real quick thing.
Okay.
And it's really not a quick thing, but it's going to be a quick thing for the purpose of this show because we're running out of time.
Oh.
You're at a meeting.
Yeah.
Somebody is clearly having problems.
Yeah.
Clearly having
yes.
problems.
Yeah.
They may not even know they're having problems.
Yeah.
What do you do? I mean, maybe someone's over-medicating or someone's doing this or someone's doing that because a lot of times people will say, it's none of my business.
No.
You pray for them.
Yes. You can also pull them aside at the break and ask them if they're okay. Find out what's going on.
What if you don't really get anything out of that?
Give them a big hug and take a big whiff.
Okay.
That's why we hug each other so that we can smell
contact high.
Yeah, see if anybody's been drinking.
The person's doing cocaine
mm-hmm.
or heroin
mm-hmm.
or prescription meds
yeah.
and you don't smell anything because
okay.
you won't.
Open the blinds and see if they close them right away.
Yeah. I mean, what do you do in a case like that? We've known people over the years that have had are clearly med-taking problems. We've seen it with a number of individuals. What do you do? Nothing? Something? What if you do nothing and then a week later they've done too much and they die?
I do nothing.
I usually take the person aside privately and ask if they're okay. And if they ask me why, I'll say, well, I noticed this, this, and this. And I just want to make sure that you're doing all right. And if you know, do you need me to call somebody for you? Or is there anything I can do? You know, I don't want somebody to be in a position where they're sitting in a meeting and they're having an issue and they're afraid to say something to somebody. Because a lot of times people, I've heard in meetings where people, you know, were flying under the radar, doing stuff they knew they shouldn't have been doing, and they were too afraid to say anything to anybody because they were just ashamed and embarrassed and mortified. And sometimes that one person talking to you about it, it's
can
like
make the difference.
It's like the dam breaking, and suddenly they're able to talk about it.
What if the person is, I mean, there's no doubt in your mind that something is up.
Yeah.
And they're loaded on whatever they're loaded on. Mm-hmm. Even if, you know, what's real common with people is they get, you know, they break their leg or something, they're on pain meds, something like that. What if that person that's on pain meds is clearly impaired and then is sharing? And this is not a time where you can take them aside. Do you shut them down when they're sharing?
Who are you asking?
Well, I'll ask Mark, but I think I know Mark's answer. But Mark, what would you do?
Shut them down.
Shut them down. What would you do, Shelley?
I don't know. I've never had the personal occasion to do that.
Okay.
I mean, in a direct sense.
You mean like where you were secretary of a meeting and someone was sharing who was visually impaired?
You mean visibly impaired?
Or visibly impaired?
Well, because there was the conversation, is everything okay? And that whole conversation happened. I didn't know that necessarily I needed to shut that person down.
What if it happens again?
Then I would probably say something. I would probably say, you know, you look like you're having some trouble. I think maybe you shouldn't be sharing.
Okay. Sweet.
Dude.
What's your final words on the subject, Mark? Saving people. Since Shelley just went, I'm giving her a moment to think up something really good to say.
I think it's the importance of having a meeting be the open and inviting and accessible place for them to come. But if they're impaired and they're sharing, you need to shut them down. And if you shut them down and they die the next week because they really went over the side, better them than me.
Shelley, what are your final words?
I don't know. Love and tolerance are our code.
Ooh. Ouch.
Wow.
I think.
Yeah, Mark took one across the face.
Well, I didn't mean it like that. I meant like.
See, people at home can't see this, but Shelley got up, walked across the studio, and put her palm of her hand right in Mark's face when she said
I did not.
But Jeez. You could have.
Smacked her right on top of her head.
Metaphorically, she did.
At any rate, I think that at least for me, I am a bit more willing, I think, than. I guess it depends. I haven't been run over by enough people. You know, going out every 5 minutes yet. It's only for me.
You don't watch what's going on today?
Yeah, you will.
It's only been, you know, 5 years of it for me. And I've had my moments where I've been really irritated about it. But, you know, a few weeks ago I decided it's no skin off my nose for me to let them, you know, keep my phone number. Call me if you need to. Call me if you want to. And answer the phone. And be there in case somebody wants to talk, even if they're not sober. You know, I mean, it used to be back in the day, you didn't go to rehab to get sober. You went to AA. The room was full of drunks who were actively drinking.
That's true.
You know, and I don't have any problem really with... that doesn't mean that I'm going to go and chase people down or that I'm going to, you know, force the program on anybody. But, you know, if I'm friends with somebody and I see they're having trouble, I'm going to say something.
Oh, well, friends with them is different.
Because I care about them. What do you mean, friends with them?
You don't care about the other alcoholics?
No, I do. But that's the thing is that
and addicts.
I'm friends on it. Technically, I'm friends with everybody in whatever program I'm in.
I just want to get Shelley a little fired up for the end.
Oh, jeez. Well,
my final words would be: newcomers, you are there to save your own ass first. You know, your job is not to go save everyone else. If you be the example, like I always say at the end of every show, to your friends. If they want to get sober, they will come to you. Then you should involve your sponsor in the process of bringing those people around. If you've been around for a while, you know what you need to do. I mean, you have to take every case on a per-case basis. But my experience is if someone doesn't want to be saved, there's no saving them. Shelly.
What?
Who are our friends online?
That would be in the rooms.com.
.com.
You can go and put up a profile, meet some people in the A of your choice, go to online chats and meetings. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to our show on the embedded player while you surf the site, and it's all free.
Wow. Wait. Mark, how about our friends back east?
Eddie Bruce.
The other white meat.
The city of bromance.
Bromosexual.
Brotherly love. Back in Philadelphia.
Bruce always laugh
that.
At that.
I know, he loves that.
Because it's funny.
So, Bruce has the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can go to his banner ad on the recovery101.net site.
.net.
Click on it, and it'll take you right to his site. You can read his fine online periodical. I've spaced out completely.
At least you didn't call him Bill.
Yeah. At least I got the name right. Anyway, you can read his publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription and have it sent to you via the United States Postal Service, be it as it may.
Awesome.
If you're interested in a franchise, contact, you can call Bruce or Bill. He'll answer it. If you want a franchise, he'll answer it either one.
Double
and,
awesome.
That's right. And he'll give you all the information to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
Perfect. Probably one of the last times we're going to say this, but Recovery Idol. We're still looking for a jingle. We're not going to be looking too much longer, but it's got to be 30 to 60 seconds long. It doesn't matter how you do it. You can sing it a cappella. You can play it on piano. You can play guitar. You can have someone make a beat for you or download some beat online and just rap it out to that.
If you do it on a kazoo, you'll get my vote.
30 to 60 seconds. It's got to say Recovery 101, and then you got to decide from listening to the show what else you think it should have.
Wait a minute. If they did it on a kazoo, they couldn't sing at the same time.
Well, yeah, it'd be interesting. That's why
that's
said,
the point.
Yeah. Well, have somebody else play the kazoo in the background.
That would work. Anyway, if you have some of those you want to send them in to recovery_101@hotmail.com or recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff, the crack staff, which is not selling crack, but is selling advertising for us at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. And we've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. Yep. Shelly, who's the lead-out music by?
Sean Van Domlin.
Okay.
There you go.
Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.